From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Andrew Garcia, in today for Vicky Gonzalez. The Sacramento region is no stranger to baseball. From the history of the Solons to more than two decades of the Rivercats playing at Sutter Health Park, to the Athletics, which started playing in West Sacramento last year while they're finishing up their move to Las Vegas. But the region is looking to land a permanent big league team of its very own, and is laying all their cards on the table. That Major League Baseball bid was unveiled earlier this morning by a group of local officials, business leaders, and baseball legends calling themselves, what else than, the Sacramento Pitch. With it comes renderings of a new stadium, promises of development along the West Sacramento waterfront, and millions of dollars in potential future revenue. But this is only the first step, and whether MLB will call Sacramento home in the future remains very much up in the air. CAP Radio Communities reporter Keyshawn Davis is over in West Sacramento covering the announcement and joins us now. Hey, Keyshawn.
Hey.
Thanks so much for covering this. It's been quite the interesting morning. So in interest of full disclosure here, Key, you are a Giants fan, but as a Sacramentan, how have you been enjoying having a professional baseball team in the area, the A's, as they joined us just last year?
Yes, definitely a Giants fan, but also a A's fan since they're in my city of Sacramento currently. But I love it. You know, honestly, growing up, the only major sports teams in Sacramento were the Kings and the Monarchs, but, you know, mainly the Kings. The Rivercats are a minor league team, but it's so refreshing to have another major league sports team in Sacramento.
What do you feel has been the response to the A's this year compared to last year? Are they seeing more visitors, interest, attendance?
Yeah, definitely. The response has been tremendous this year, actually. There have been, I believe, close to 10 sold-out home games this season. They had a total of 7 in the inaugural season last year. So that's an improvement. You know, although they are, you know, just under 500, it certainly helps that the team is in second place with 50 games into the season. I think the addition of the Sacramento A's green and gold jerseys also helps. So, you know, I still need to get one before they leave.
Yeah, I'll look to get my hands on one too, especially since they're doing well, like you're saying, much better than, you know, I and I think others had expected. Well, moving to this event this morning, the Sacramento Pitch, this event wasn't open to the public, but what was the atmosphere like among officials at today's announcement?
Yeah, the atmosphere was great. There was a lot of people here. It did start to rain a little bit during the announcement, but other than that, there was a lot of excitement and optimism, and it's pretty crazy because it's really sunny right now. So, yeah, but it was great. It was great.
And it sounds like we have a clip from Barry Broom, the president and CEO of the Greater Sacramento Economic Council. He's talking about why he wants to see the region bring a team here. Let's take a listen.
We're going to fight with everything we have to get this team. And this team is not just going to be something that's going to be exciting for sports and baseball and the enthusiasm of this. That is going to be the litmus test for who we are into the future. A major league town that's a leader in the semiconductor industry, top 5 in the United States in entrepreneurship right here. We're a world-class life science community. We have the highest performing AAA baseball team, the highest performing USL soccer team. And we have a top 10 revenue producer on an NBA team. Don't let anybody talk us down. Don't let anybody push us around. Stick that in your head and we're going to get this done.
So like you're saying, Key, lots of confidence and optimism in that statement from Barry Broom. A couple of Sacramento baseball legends were also at the announcement. Dusty Baker and Derek Lee. How did they feel about this new endeavor?
Yeah, you know, based on the press conference, they also seem pretty excited for the opportunity to have Major League Baseball in Sacramento. You know, Dusty Baker is an MLB legend, so it's only right that he and, you know, Derek Lee would want to be a part of having baseball in Sacramento.
It sounds like we also have a clip here of Dusty Baker talking about the regional support a Sacramento team could have if we were to get one.
We got a good downtown. We got area, a space. You know, it's growing. You know, we go not only in Sacramento, but we go all the way down the valley, the Modesto, Merced, and we go up to all the way to Oregon, and we go to Nevada. I mean, this is a wide base, and you know, we have loyal fans in this area because I've seen it with the Giants, I've seen it with the A's, and I'd like to see it, you know, and get our own fans here at some point in time, you know, in the near future.
So this is a partnership from the, you know, greater Sacramento area. West Sacramento Mayor Martha Guerrero mentioned last week during her State of the City address, which, Key, you were at, that they were pursuing an MLB expansion. How does this potential team fit into the city's overall future plans?
Yeah, so they've been developing the Bridge District in West Sacramento for some years, and the mayor, Martha Guerrero, said the development of this MLB park and the mixed use would be the conclusion of that development. So that definitely fits into the city's future plans.
Yeah, developing that area. And that area, as you know, we know here in Sacramento, sits on sort of, you know, the bridge, sorry for the pun, you know, between Sacramento and West Sacramento. So Sacramento Mayor Kevin McCarty was there and hasn't been quiet about believing that the Sacramento region is MLB ready. What does he say the region provides that would be beneficial for a future team?
Yeah, you know, Mayor McCarty emphasized that, you know, this will be a long process, but Major League Baseball could use Sacramento.
It's going to be a long process, but setting the foundation, we zeroed in on a site here in West Sacramento. It's shovel ready. This the Bridge District, the Ballpark District. We announced a local ownership group and laid out the financing and made our case. And this is the beginning of our quest. And we know we're competitive, but so we're putting together a proposal that's going to be available to pull it off for Sacramento.
Yeah, and McCarty also talked about some of the stakeholders that are backing Sacramento's pitch to Major League Baseball.
Well, we have four local ownership entities that we announced today. Two tribal governments with United Auburn and Shingle Springs, as well as the Kings and Mark Friedman with Fulcrum Property, and those combined are nearly $1 billion as far as the ownership. We're looking for one other lead investor, and we have options. We're evaluating what makes the most sense for Sacramento and our bid, so stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned indeed. It does sound like this is the initial pitch they're bringing forth to the MLB, but it'll look to evolve, I'm sure, over the time, and especially as it gets closer to the actual date of expanding. This team would also probably need its own stadium, right, Key? Was there any sense where that might be located?
Yeah. With a new team, we would definitely need a modern baseball park. So the proposal is a 50-acre downtown site in West Sacramento's Bridge District, and it's designed to support a modern ballpark and mixed-use development.
Well, Key, thank you so much for going down there and joining us today to tell us all about the Sacramento pitch to get an MLB team.
Yes, thank you.
That is Cap Radio's communities reporter, Keyshawn Davis. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're talking about Sacramento's new bid to attract a Major League Baseball expansion team, which was unveiled this morning. It's a big day for Sacramento, but it's not the only city looking to bring in the big league. The competition across the country is fierce, with some cities having launched their bids years ago. To help put California's capital region in the national landscape, provide some context, maybe rain a little bit on the parade and optimism that we heard, I want to bring in Maury Brown. He's a senior contributor for Forbes and a national baseball reporter. Welcome to Insight.
Thanks for having me.
So first, before we get to Sacramento's chances, I'd like to kind of just learn a little bit more about MLB expansion. Why is the MLB expanding and what opportunities do they see on their end?
Yeah, Major League Baseball has been looking for expansion for conversation-wise for almost 15 years now. Commissioner Rob Manfred views the league as a quote-unquote growth industry. They want to go ahead and be able to expand. It's been since 1997 since they've expanded. I'm sure that they look across the aisle to the NFL, NBA, NHL, and see that some markets are going to be expanded to at some point in time. Certainly NBA is looking at Seattle and Las Vegas right now. So they're trying to get a foothold while they can. It doesn't hurt that they would also garner billions in expansion fees. The numbers, while they're not official, can range anywhere from $2 billion per franchise. Remember, they're going with two, so that would be $4 billion to $5 billion that would be infused immediately to the other 30 clubs. So that doesn't hurt. And it provides, again, additional content The Players Association that represents obviously the players, they would be in favor of it. It adds obviously jobs and more content for media rights deals.
Yeah, more roster spots for more players. It looks like it's a boon for lots of places, and Sacramento is looking to be the beneficiary of that boon. What does the overall process for bidding and applying for expansion look like? What are the factors that are considered?
Yeah, there's a host of them, and they change depending upon what markets you're looking at. So certainly you're going to look at your market size, your television market size, population, your corporate base. And then the big piece, obviously, is can a ballpark be funded and sited? And then, of course, then the ownership would need to cobble up that $2 to maybe $2.5-3 billion for the expansion fee and have some money in reserve. They don't want to have clubs come online and potentially go right into duress, right? They want to be able to cover up to 3 years in losses. So when you put that all together, right, the demographics, the money that's needed, the site acquisition, I mean, it's a lofty thing to do from a civic perspective. And like we've been discussing, there are going to be markets in the West. Certainly Sacramento is now deeply into that discussion. Portland, maybe Vancouver, BC, Salt Lake City. And then the league is going to look out east to go ahead and add that second team. But right now, the big focus obviously has been around the West. It's very robust, the activity that's going on early.
Yeah, and we've heard some big numbers be thrown around at the unveiling of Sacramento's bid, $2 billion secured in, you know, funding for a potential team in this bid. But it sounds like there's quite a lot of money, more than you would think is needed, like you're saying. And it's long term. It's the stadium, the expansion, paying for it in general. So I guess I'd like to get to the brass tacks here. How does Sacramento's chances stand up against some of these other cities like you were mentioning, Portland, Orlando, even Oakland's in the mix? Where do you rank our chances?
Well, I spoke to Mark Friedman, who's the lead developer and partner in this and the head of the new baseball group yesterday. And he said that there's largely about $3.8 billion that they believe they have together. They have internal investments. Obviously, the land acquisition and having that available and being able to target that habit, be fully entitled and ready to go right now is a huge win for Sacramento. That's largely been a challenge for some of the markets. Salt Lake does have that right now. They're pretty strong in that department. So look, I think that they're in a surprisingly good position early on right here. I don't know if people expected it to be quite as well as some of the other markets that have been around for a while. Portland's been in the discussions for decades. So right now, I'd say that that's a very much a positive for them. How it's going to be in the long run, I think it's going to be really challenging when going up against Salt Lake City. The Miller family, who owned the Utah Jazz, is involved in that, and they're fully ready to go right now for the most part. But I think that it really helps Sacramento that the Kings are involved in it. I do think that it is important to find out who this final investor is. Friedman told me that they wanted to find somebody with about $1 billion in liquidity. That's not a small thing to have happen. But given how the sale of the San Diego Padres have been, which is around $3.8 billion, they should be able to go ahead and make something like that happen. So it's a positive. It's certainly something that I would say is right now, I think, surprising and strong given the market. I don't know if people thought that the market would be able to provide such a robust effort right out of the gate.
Yeah. Who would you put as, I guess, the front runner so far? I know it's early. You mentioned Salt Lake City has a strong case.
Yeah, Salt Lake's probably the one that people are pointing to the most right now. I think that obviously the situation there is they've now acquired an NHL team. They have the NBA. So you start looking at the market size and how that splits up the population, the corporate base for sponsors and suite packages, ticket base for blocks of tickets. you start to split up and dilute the market a little bit that way. You know, Sacramento, I think, has an advantage there where you're really only looking at the Kings as one of the major four markets. The Giants are far enough away, although they'll have a say around that. But I think Salt Lake City has been viewed largely as a front runner right now. And I don't mean that just out in the West. I think that they're probably the most mature and well-formed group across the U.S. right now for Major League Baseball to look at.
Hmm. And, you know, as you mentioned, there's going to be two teams as a part of this expansion. There's a lot of cities. Would the MLB, like, let's say Salt Lake City has the strongest case, they get a team. Would the MLB look to have two teams in the West as part of this expansion, or are they looking to do an East-West thing? Is it possible to have Utah and Sacramento?
Yeah, they would look to do East-West. Mm. And the reason for this is when this happens, when the league goes to 32 teams, they're going to realign the league. And that means that when they do that, and we don't know whether that would be the National League and the American League more or less diluted and joined together, but it's a possibility. One of the key factors for expansion and this realignment would be to shorten travel, which is, of course, shorter travel time. That's less money, less strain on the players. So that would happen. Now, that all said, I think while out West, you might make a play. If nobody came up with anything, I'm sure that the league would look at it. If there were two strong markets in the West, they might go ahead and bend and try and make that happen. If they can't find anything in the East, I think that they would maybe start to look more in the middle of the country. If somebody like Austin stood up and said that they wanted to do it, or Indianapolis. Now, none of those markets have said anything yet, but I'm saying hypothetically, if that happened, if somebody came up with the entire package, I think it would be very hard for the league to ignore that kind of thing right now. So again, we're very early on. They're not even going to get fully into the process yet. They haven't even announced an expansion committee. So we're a ways off from an announcement.
Hmm. Well, speaking of, since it's so early in the process, what are the next steps that we'll be looking at? When will we know more about what the MLB is thinking, and what will Sacramento need to do next?
Yeah, the first thing is the league is about ready to enter into labor negotiations. Their current labor deal expires on December 1st. So as part of that discussion, while the league can say and dictate expansion, the players have a say in how it impacts them. So they can't say, no, we don't want to go to this market or that, but they can make comments and want to negotiate around how it might affect the players, whether it was travel or what have you. Once that gets ironed out as part of this next labor deal, which would probably be reached sometime in 2027, the league is going to very quickly put together what they call an expansion committee. It would be a group of the owners. They would go ahead and start to field the official bids from everybody. So that would be the league's official opening up and saying, we want to do expansion. At that time, it's very possible that other markets may step forward. I would suggest that at that point, there would probably also be a continuation with all the markets that we're talking about, not just Salt Lake City, Portland, Sacramento. All of them would start to go ahead and deliver an official bid. And then after that, the expansion committee would probably make a recommendation. There would be a vote. Commissioner Manfred has said that he wants to be able to select those teams or those markets by 2029 before he retires in January. The ballparks themselves would come online with his successor. Let's say it takes 4 years to go ahead and put together and build a ballpark. Those ballparks would probably not come online until somewhere around 2033. So wow. That's more or less your timeline that you're looking for. If things go as cleanly as possible, that would be the most direct timeline.
Well, sounds like we've got plenty of time to talk about this possibility more. Thank you, Maury, for joining us and laying all that out for us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Maury Brown is a national baseball reporter and senior contributor for Forbes. We've been talking about a new bid by the Sacramento region to attract a Major League Baseball team, which was announced this morning. Up next, why was 1926 such a deadly year for Americans? We'll learn more from a Sacramento homicide historian releasing a new book on the topic. You're listening to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm Andrew Garcia.